There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for looking into the information on vaccination before you vaccinate. This story about a four-month-old infant from Tennessee that died after she was given seven vaccines. This little four-month-old baby was given seven vaccines, ladies and gentlemen.
That is how they do it now.
Yeah. She passed away in her sleep 4 days after receiving the seven vaccines. And then they did an autopsy, and of course it didn't mention anything about vaccines, even though she had knots on her legs at the injection site. The cause of death was ruled unknown, undetermined. Let me go back to Health Impact News that's reporting on this study that was done, released June 5th of this month, 2015. The adjudicated settlements, they're really from February to May. Now, the problems were things like Guillain-Barré syndrome. And that was Guillain-Barré syndrome, thrombocytopenic purpura, allergic reaction, Guillain-Barré, tendinopathy, brachial plexus neuritis, Guillain-Barré again, Hep B death, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, optic neuritis. You know, look at all these different things that are caused as a result of, and they've been adjudicated that they were as a result of vaccines.
Right.
But I could go on. Chronic fatigue syndrome, inflammatory polyarthritis, polyarteritis, on and on. Transverse myelitis, vasculitis. Anyway, which vaccines? They were primarily the flu vaccine, the Tdap, varicella, meningococcal, tetanus, Tdap, DTaP, Hep B, flu, Tdap, flu, Tdap, MMR, Tdap, on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are vaccinating, think about this. Whenever you vaccinate, think about this four-month-old infant from Tennessee. She just died in her sleep as a result of that.
Before,
it is horrible.
This is such a big deal to me. Before you, I've said this a million times. The government's own website, cdc.gov, has got the information as far as ingredients on there. You can go and look at every vaccine that they give, see the chemical and biological ingredients as well, and just look at the names that the word you can't even pronounce. You know, are you
the stuff in it? Yeah,
right. You know, are you going to put that into your baby?
Because a guy in a white lab coat says it's safe, it's pure. I know. I wouldn't be telling you to do it.
I know how scary it is to confront a doctor about this. I actually did that, and not only was he a doctor, he was my in-law's neighbor. You know, and so it was like slapping. You know, he really got his feelings hurt, I guess, and came down on me pretty hard. But you have to stay in your ground.
You do.
You know,
absolutely. And they don't know. They just
don't
know.
The doctors don't know, right?
Yeah. By the way, if you are utilizing organic formula made by Abbott Labs, danger red flag right there. Who makes Similac? If you think you're getting an organic formula, think again. Anyway, there's been a lawsuit filed in New York claiming that Abbott's Similac Advance Organic contains ingredients that are not prohibited from being in organic food. The plaintiffs are wondering how the product was certified and why 26 of the 49 ingredients, more than half of them, are not supposed to be in organic food.
Unbelievable.
More than half of the ingredients not supposed to be in organic food. By the way, gold is down to $11.66 right now.
Wow.
$25 blood test identifies any virus you've ever had.
That's cool.
Well,
you know, this is something that is neat to me.
It is. It is. Probably for another $25, they can tell you any virus that you're going to get in the future,
right,
too. Who knows? I mean, what they can do. But a $25 test that can identify any virus that you've ever been affected by with only a drop of blood has been developed. It can test more than 1,000 virus strains at any time. It's called VIRSCAN, V-I-R-S-C-A-N. And I would like to do that. For $25, I want to do VIRSCAN. I'm going to do VIRSCAN.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Cool.
Anyway.
I mean, do you have to send your blood in somewhere?
I don't know yet.
It, you know,
I got
your DNA kept on file. And
ooh, yeah. Surely not, Josh. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. We're going to be talking energy medicine with Dr. Weiner. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour, sort of, 8 after the hour here in flaming nowhere, Missouri. And I thank you all for joining us today. In the next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We are going to actually have a whole hour of finding out who and what you are and what you want to talk about on the Power Hour. But this hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. James Weiner. He is a leading pioneer in the health field, in the natural health field. For 45 years, he's been on the cutting edge of the alternative health movement. He was the editor of the Journal of Energy Medicine, associate director of the Price Pottinger Nutrition Research Foundation, and education director of the Hippocrates Health Institute in San Diego, director of the National Health Project, and convention director of the National Health Federation. He is the author of a number of books, audio and video tapes. He graduated magna cum laude from Brandeis University, valedictorian of his class at Life University, where his doctorate, he received his doctorate, summa cum laude. We thank him very much for joining us today. Thank you, Dr. Weiner, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Well, thank you very much, Joyce, and I'm excited to be on your show. I've heard about you for years, and many of my friends have been on the show, including Dr. Tenpenny and Charlotte Gerson. I have my own radio show, incidentally. If people want to go on my website at drweiner.com, I'm on 29 hours a week, most of which can be heard on the Internet if you're outside the signal area of the radio station. So that's drweiner.com.
Wonderful. And you're here today because we are going to be talking about energy medicine, which is something that I have become very fond of recently and very much involved in. I went to a two-week retreat with Dr. Gary Null and was shocked at what was accomplished by so-called energy medicine, the use of food, the use of supplements, the use of some machines also in the area of energy medicine. Now, you've been editor of the Journal of Energy Medicine, so that tells me you've got a lot of background in this arena. And I'm really anxious to hear what you think of energy medicine from the standpoint of applicability to, like, everybody in our audience.
Well, first of all, I think the average layperson doesn't understand that matter is energy. Einstein, many years ago, made an equation. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. So energy and matter are actually interchangeable. You know, people look at another person and they see a solid form, but if we looked under an electron microscope, we would see that nothing is stationary. In the body, the skin, you have all the electrons spinning around. You have the electrons spinning around in all your organs and tissues. And, of course, the floor you're standing on, that actually is mostly space. You know, even if you take a piece of lead that seems pretty solid, it's over 99.999% space, and it is not stationary. Even inanimate objects like a piece of lead have energy, and they're spinning around. So energy and matter are actually interchangeable. And so people have to understand that everything really ultimately is energy. Every chemical, every food, every beverage you eat, it is all energy. And, of course, thoughts are energy. We can measure them now with encephalograms. And so, you know, even in the Bible it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. We know that thoughts are actually energy and can affect one another. And I use a method called applied kinesiology, which is a muscle response testing. And we actually can test people without even using any kind of material samples. I can actually think something. Let's say someone comes in and they've got rheumatoid arthritis. And in my experience, most people with rheumatoid arthritis have food sensitivities, have food allergies that are causing inflammation. They're causing an immune response in the body. And so I actually can test their muscle strength, let's say with their arm extended, just by thinking certain foods. And when I hit a food that weakens their body, their arm will go down. And that's just through thought. We're not even using any kind of samples.
That is interesting. Just by thinking about the food. Wow, that is a whole new dimension I wasn't aware of.
Yeah. Now, you know, in our office, we have a health store and a bookstore, and we have two books that actually relate to this. One's called Your Body Doesn't Lie by Dr. John Diamond, M.D., and then there's another book called The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker, M.D. So there are medical doctors who have done a lot of research on this connection. In fact, I know on radio I've heard a doctor, Larry Dossey. He's written a number of books talking about thought and prayer, et cetera. Dr. Carl Simonton wrote a book, Getting Well Again, which talks about the power of positive thinking, affirmations, visualization, et cetera. And I know it seems like pie in the sky to a lot of listeners, but as I say, thought and energy and matter are actually interchangeable.
That is interesting. I am fascinated by anything to do with energy, energy medicine, thinking, whatever, because we don't have any concept. And I'm talking about we, the uneducated masses who have been, you know, listening to whatever a guy in a white lab coat tells them, have no concept of what the body really is. And when I went to nursing school at the University of Kansas, you know, we were told that there is no God. This is all stuff that just happens, and it has, you know, I mean, just, it was incredible. Food doesn't matter. Everything just goes in one place, comes out the other, and it doesn't make any difference what you eat. You know, when I was in heart transplant nursing, that was what we were told. It doesn't make any difference what you feed the body. The heart won't change due to the foods. I mean, this is such blatant And yet they would give a six-pack of aspartame soda to every diabetic that was awaiting a kidney transplant, though, in the mornings.
Well, you know, of course, we know that aspartame can ruin the kidneys in the first place. But
yeah.
The medical profession has a very mechanistic view of the body, as if it's like a piece of furniture in an automobile. For example, I had someone throw a rock at my car at 3 a.m. when I was driving down the road last year. It dented my fender. That fender was not going to heal itself. If you scratch a wooden tabletop, it's not going to heal itself. 50 years from now, that scratch will be in that piece of furniture. However, if you break a bone or scratch your skin, if you're halfway healthy, your body will heal itself. So we're a living, breathing organism, but they see us as a piece of furniture. They think if your thyroid's underactive, they have to give you some externally produced synthetic thyroid hormone rather than trying to assist the body in getting better. And you have to understand, I'm sure you're aware of this, that the vast majority of the funding for medical schools actually comes from pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pharmaceutical companies are not interested in the doctors looking for causation of illness. They're interested in selling drugs. And so these very naive medical students come out just memorizing drugs to treat symptoms, and they're pretty oblivious of the side effects of these symptoms. So what most drugs do is actually interfere with the body's functioning. And the example I give is, let's say you have a smoke detector in your home. And it goes off. I think a reasonable person is going to look around to see if there's a fire. The medical doctor mm-hmm. would take the battery out of the smoke detector. So they're just treating symptoms with dangerous drugs, with no regard to how the body actually functions. And, of course, the body is made out of the food you eat. We don't have the same body that we had 7 years ago. Every single cell in your body has been replaced at least once in 7 years. You have a new intestines every week. You have a new bloodstream every 90 to 120 days. What is your body making these new tissues and cells out of? It's out of what you eat. And then if you're not eating properly, you're either going to be lacking nutrients, so your body is going to start to age and break down, or you're going to change the body chemistry, where you're going to be too acidic. Most people are eating a lot of refined carbohydrates, sugar, soda pop, as you mentioned, is loaded with sugar. Of course, if they're on the artificial sweetener aspartame, that actually raises blood sugar. That's been proven. And actually, diet soda with aspartame makes you gain weight. And so the soda itself is loaded with acids that leach out minerals. And so people are digging their graves with their teeth. They're mm-hmm. eating the wrong foods. And any normal person, I think, that drives an automobile would put the right fuel in the car. I know a friend of mine bought a BMW. They said, look, you must put in high-test fuel or the engine won't run. So I think people are very diligent about how to take care of their car, but they don't understand that they're putting the wrong fuel in their body. And it's a bigger analogy than that because, you know, with a car, the car's not made out of the gasoline, but your body is actually made of what you eat. So not only won't you function right, you're going to deteriorate. And, you know, the cells are constantly replacing themselves or replicating. And just think of like a copier machine. If you take a copy and then you make a copy of that, and then instead of using the original, you make a copy out of the copy. Then you take that third copy and you use that as the original. Eventually, you're not going to be able to read what you're copying because each time there's a certain loss of clarity in that copy. And that's what's happening in the body. In order to try to replicate cells so that they're as close as possible to the previous cells, you need optimal nutrition. And if you're not doing that, just like the copier is going to make worse and worse copies, you're going to age. You're going to start wrinkling. Your bodies are going to, the organs are going to start breaking down. You need the nutrition. And nutrition actually is not only chemicals, but it's also energy.
And so what can we learn from this when we are eating, when we are, you know, eliminating things from our diet that we don't need to be eating? Let me ask you this. What is your ultimate diet for a day? Let's say you were to tell the listeners the ultimate, best, most healthy thing from an energy standpoint or from any standpoint that they could eat during a day. What would that be?
That would be organically grown fresh fruits and vegetables. Or juices made from them.
All right. Any grains, any nuts, anything else, or just fruits and vegetables?
You know, a lot has happened to our food supply in the last 20, 30 years. One of the changes that is very deleterious is genetically modification. And so we have this genetically modified food, and one of the examples is wheat. We sell a book in our store called Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis. And in there, he goes into great detail how the wheat that we're eating now, whether it's whole wheat products or white refined wheat products, spaghetti and pizza.
Okay, we've got a 4-minute break coming at us. We got to take. We'll be right back with Dr. Weiner after this 4-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Josh.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something good, baby. If I could change the world.
back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. You can change the world. One action every day makes a difference. Even imagine how many times a day you could make positive actions toward your own body. Remember, we always say treat your body like a temple, not a dumpster. Joining us today is Dr. Weiner, and he is a man who has been living this life for a long time. We were talking about what would the ultimate diet be if he could pick the ultimate diet for us, and if we could choose what it is that is going to make us the healthiest. You said it would be fruits and vegetables and juices, correct?
Well, you said the most important ones, yeah, and then you mentioned something about whole grains, and I think there's a lack of knowledge on so-called whole grains. We know that wheat, as documented in the book Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis, actually is not the same wheat that we were eating 20, 30 years ago. The plant used to grow 4 feet, now it only grows 2 feet, and the chemical composition is totally different, and there are a lot of new allergens inside this Franco food, if we want to call it like Frankenstein food,
right.
The way that Monsanto and other companies have genetically altered our food, it's making a huge impact on people's health, a negative impact. There's a wonderful video on YouTube called Genetic Roulette on YouTube, YouTube.com, Genetic Roulette, that talks about how genetically modified foods are adversely affecting people, especially children. Children have a lot of health problems, many of which do come from the vaccines. I agree with you, the vaccines are perhaps the biggest health hazard to children today. I mention vaccines on my radio show, every single show that I do live. We have a lot of information. We have these circular pie chart graphs. I don't know if you've seen them. I'd love to send them out to you. We'll send them out to anyone that calls our office at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-WELL, or contacts us through our website, drwiner.com. We have these circular pie chart graphs that show the vast majority of children that are getting the diseases were actually vaccinated against them. So the kids that are getting the measles, mumps, chickenpox, and whooping cough, by and large, 90, 95, 99% of them actually had been fully vaccinated, quote unquote, and yet they got the diseases anyhow. So not only do they contain hazardous chemicals that can be deadly, like formaldehyde, antifreeze, nail polish remover, mercury, lead, aluminum, animal tissues, animal blood, and aborted human fetal tissue, but the vaccines don't even work. And of course, in most states, there is a parental exemption, even though the schools very often lie and say there isn't. And they can go on NVIC.org, NationalVaccineInformation.org, and find out what the exact rules are for each state.
And we encourage you to educate before you vaccinate, ladies and gentlemen. We have plenty of the information at the Power Hour. We also have Genetic Roulette. All of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's information available at the Power Mall. And any parent should investigate that, no matter what your thoughts are, pro or con, should investigate vaccines. And when you're vaccine injured, you understand this, but many times it's too late. You know, I want to talk about machines that are used in energy medicine. Are there things, you know, we've all heard about the Rife machine, TENS units. Are there things that actually work in changing the body chemistry?
Well, no question about it. As I mentioned before, that our body is basically chemicals that, if you look on an electron microscope, actually the chemicals and tissues are just energy, and we're actually electric. The brain then sends electronic signals down the spinal cord, and then the nerves come out from the spinal cord at each level, and they innervate all the organs and tissues and muscles of the body. And, of course, the whole science of chiropractic is based on energy medicine, because if you have misaligned bones, that can put pressure on the nerves and adversely affect the level of electrical energy going to the organs and tissues. I've had a lot of patients that had urinary bladder incontinence, and we corrected it by doing adjustments, people with erectile dysfunction, people with a regular heartbeat, et cetera. So then when we're talking about machines, especially electronic machines, obviously they can affect the electricity of the body, and for good or ill. You know, when I was a kid, we moved to Florida, and we had a cold winter, and there was no furnace in the apartment. So my parents went and got electric blankets. Now realize electric blankets are bad because they actually adversely affect the electronic energy of the body. In fact, there's some sort of connection that has been established between leukemia and electric blankets.
Okay, so, we've got a three-minute break. We'll be back with Dr. Weiner after this three-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Here I am when you need a friend. Here I am since can't remember when. Just read between the lines on the pages of your mind. You will find how much I care. I will be there.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. That is a Power Hour listener. Her the name of that is Dance in the Rain. That's the name of the CD. And Kelly Stanley is the girl who did that album.
Actually, Cindy Grimes.
Cindy Grimes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kelly Stanley is the survivor.
Oh, that was her sister. Okay. And Cindy Grimes. So thank you very much. Incredible music in that album. We're talking to Dr. Weiner today, and the subject is natural medicine, energy medicine. And, sir, you know, when I was asking you about the machines at work, what kinds of machines are out there that, as the editor of a medicine, as a journal on energy medicine, that you have tested, that you know work? I mean, that we could really say we can take this to the bank and know that it is functional.
Well, yes. There are a number of electroacupuncture machines. There's one that we carry that's handheld and it only weighs a few ounces called the Micro Mini. There's various machines where you can hit acupuncture points. And, of course, when we talk about acupuncture and acupuncture meridians, we're talking directly about energy pathways that the Chinese discovered at least 5,000 years ago. And so you can directly correct organ problems by improving the electrical energy flow to the body. So I think diet is sort of an indirect way, to a certain extent, of correcting the energy. Diet is necessary, you know, eating good food and everything. But you can affect immediate change sometimes, you know, with chiropractic adjustments that I mentioned before, or these electronic devices, the electroacupuncture devices that not only diagnose problems, but actually can treat them by either increasing or decreasing the electrical flow of energy to tissues and organs. That's the whole concept of acupuncture, but it can be done with electricity rather than needles. And also I want to mention magnets, because magnets are a form of energy. We know that the Earth has lost a lot of its magnetic pull, and so therefore people actually have a magnetic deficiency. And so there are companies that have magnets. Even some conventional orthopedic doctors are using magnets now to help heal bones. You've probably heard of that being a nurse yourself, that, you know, if people have trouble healing fractures, probably because they're on a terrible diet and they're not getting the nutrients they need, magnets can help to bring, you know, different elements to the healing site, because all elements, all chemicals have an electronic charge. This is something maybe the average layperson doesn't understand. The water in our body, and we're comprised of about 85% water, is a bipolar molecule. And that's how MRI machines work. When someone goes on an MRI for diagnostics, it actually affects the water in the tissues, and that's why you can see, especially soft tissue that has a lot of water, let's say like organs or muscles. So you can use magnets, you can use electricity to actually change or correct or improve the energy flow in the body.
And have you seen people actually ameliorate a condition based on using magnets? Is it effective to put a magnet on your bed or to wear a magnet on your stomach or your back or your whatever, knee? Do you feel that these magnets are as effective as we're told by the people that sell the magnets?
Well, there's a lot of different factors in there. We could do a whole show just on that because it depends on the charge and the configuration. But, yes, we actually have pictures, thermographic pictures, and I'm sure you're aware of this. Thermography is measuring the heat of the body. And, you know, if let's say someone has diabetic neuropathy, we were talking something about diabetes earlier in the show, and so you might not even see their toes or they might look blue on the thermographic image. And then they are given magnetic insoles to put in their shoes, and a few hours later, suddenly you can see all the toes and everything is red, which means that those magnets have greatly improved the circulation of the electricity as well as the blood flow to those organs. So, yes, I have seen it both scientifically proven with thermography, which we do in our office, and just the feedback from the patients who have had tingling, numbness, weakness, et cetera. And we can actually muscle test. You know, we were talking about muscle testing a while back. We can actually show people, have them stand, and then we have them put their arms outstretched and interlace their fingers and have their elbows straight. And we can push their arm down, or if we push it up, they fall backwards. And then we have them stand on magnetic insoles, and we're unable to push them around. We're unable to actually lift their arms up. They gain tremendous strength, and it's instantaneously. So it's very interesting, Joyce, that the body responds to electrical energy and magnetic energy instantaneously, where with foods it might take a while, although we've had a lot of people, and we've demonstrated to them, let's say they smoke cigarettes, and I'll test their arm strength, and it's pretty strong. Then I'll have them go outside the building and take a few puffs of the cigarette, and then I test them, and their arm gets weak. We can actually show people that foods or chemicals or bad habits like alcohol or cigarettes actually weaken the body almost instantaneously. But I would say Definitely. Magnets and electrical devices can make a dramatic improvement, sometimes instantaneously.
That is encouraging to hear. Now, let's talk about your seeing patients, because you see patients where, in what state?
Okay, we're in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Our office, we have an 8,000-square-foot facility that's about 5 minutes' drive from downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, right off the freeway I-376, the Green Tree exit, exit 67. And we do all kinds of things there. We do muscle therapy. We do allergy treatments where we can actually correct food and environmental, chemical, and medicinal allergies. We also have a method that in many cases can help detoxify the body from the hazards of vaccines and other drugs. People who have been on medications, got off the medications, but are still having the side effects. And so the doctors are mystified, you know, why is someone still having this effect when they're no longer taking the medication? Well, these medications are, you know, artificial chemicals that the body was not designed to detoxify. And so in some cases, people cannot get rid of these drugs, and they're just recycling endlessly as if they were still taking them. So we actually have a method of detoxifying the body through a treatment. Of course, we also do nutrition. We have a nutrition store and bookstore inside the clinic, and I have an extensive background in nutrition, and we have other practitioners there too, so that have various specialties. One of our doctors is internationally known for working on the arms, legs, hands, and feet. He actually co-authored a textbook on that and used to teach doctors around the country. So we have a lot of expertise there, and we do see patients. And then, as I mentioned before, we're on the radio 29 hours a week. If people go on our website at drwiner.com, we have all kinds of archived radio shows. We also have archived lectures that I and others have given that you can watch on video. We've links to other sites. We're going to have to link up to your Power Hour site, no question about that. With your permission, we'd be happy to do that, because we're very appreciative of the work you've been doing for so many years to try to get this message out to the public. So we do see patients. We've had patients that had cancer problems. We don't claim to be treating cancer. We just put them on a diet that helps correct the biochemistry and enhances the immune system. We have this one picture, I don't know if we sent it to you, of this guy that had this huge ear tumor, and it's totally gone now.
Oh, yes, I saw that. That was amazing.
Just by changing his diet. Other people have had very serious cancer that you couldn't see, but we have documentation from the oncologist that indeed they did have metastasized cancer. Many of these people were given a matter of months to live, and in some cases they're cured 10, 12, 13 years later. So, you know, when people go to a medical doctor, they have to understand they're going to someone with a limited education, largely controlled and funded by drug companies, as I mentioned before. And if they say something like, learn to live with it, there's no cure, et cetera, that just means that they're speaking from their limited experience and knowledge base. People need to go outside the medical box, because there is help for a lot of these chronic and even so-called life-threatening conditions that the doctors don't know about. They have to realize the doctors have a limited knowledge base, and they may be sincere when they say there's no cure for this. What they mean is there's no cure that they know of, and there may be answers outside the medical box.
Well, we know that there are those answers, and a lot of people have moved into the alternative realm of medicine, and thank goodness for that also. It's saving lives. Let me open up the phone lines. If you would like to ask Dr. Weiner a question, give us a call. We're going to open it up for anybody on anything, any issue, 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Now, those of you that are in the Pittsburgh area, you're fortunate. You can go, and I don't know, are you taking any new patients? Are you kind of...
We take new patients, yes. And Joyce, of course, I have other practitioners in the office that are very highly skilled and knowledgeable. And we have patients that have come from Asia, Africa, Europe, and we've had people from all over the world. And the other thing I want to emphasize is, we do not exploit people's misery. We have extremely low fees. People are like shocked when they come in that a new patient visit is $125 or less. Very often it might be $65 or $85. So we're very inexpensive. Some insurances do cover us, although we don't process the insurance unless it's an auto accident or work comp situation. But very often there's insurance reimbursement, but our fees are extremely low, because this is like a ministry to us. We're there to try to help people, not to exploit them.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. And again, if you'd like to ask him a question, 855-995-6923. You know, the issue of cancer is so huge today, and so many people afraid of getting it. Now, if you were to say to them, what would, you know, if somebody says, I don't want to get cancer, I either have it in my family or don't have it in my family, but I just don't want to get it. What would you say to them to immediately, at least fight off cancer as much as they can?
Okay, well, we have to look at causation, Joyce. That's the problem with the medical field. They're treating symptoms. And in the case of cancer, that's an excellent, typical thing that the medical doctors will treat the tumor. You know, most cancers are tumorous, and yes, there are some non-tumorous cancers like leukemia, but most cancers actually involve a tumor. In fact, the word oncology actually means the study of bumps. Onc means bump. So what they're focused on, the medical community, is the tumor rather than the cause of the tumor. You know, why did the tumor occur in the first place? So by focusing on the tumor, limiting the viewpoint to the tumor and cutting that tumor out or burning it with radiation or poisoning with chemotherapy, which unfortunately poisons the whole body, they're not getting to the cause. The cause is imbalanced body chemistry and toxicity. And so just like my good friend Charlotte Gerson says, we have to detoxify the body. We got to flood the body with nutrients, easily assimilated nutrients, and we want to bolster the immune system, not destroy the immune system. So what I would say is people have to look at the demographic studies. The people that have the least amount of cancer eat the best diet, and the people that have the most amount of cancer are eating the wrong diet. I've been a vegetarian for 45 years. I don't eat beef, chicken, fish. I don't eat any of that. It's quite possible to get your protein that you need from non-animal sources. In fact, most people don't realize most of the protein you need your body makes itself. There's only approximately 20 amino acids that are building blocks of protein that you have to get out of food. And people are eating steak and they're eating hamburger. And then they're telling me that I have to do the same in order to get protein. And they'll realize those cows are vegetarian. You know, a lot of the animals that people eat are actually vegetarians, so they're eating the protein secondhand that the animal has converted into muscle, and then they're eating the muscle. So what I have found that is the most preventative is trying to eat a healthy diet, move towards a vegetarian diet, get off the chemicals, get off the processed food, stay away from the soda pop and cola, the artificial sweeteners, the colorings, flavorings, and additives, and try to drink good water. There's a lot of carcinogens in the water, so you have to get a water purification system or buy spring water, something like that. Of course, thoughts have a lot to do with it, as I mentioned about Dr. Simonton before. Positive thinking, positive relationships, so stress can have a lot to do with it. And so if people want to read up on this, there's all kinds of books, all kinds of information on the internet, and people need to take a proactive stance for their health. I think the paradigm of the medical model is that people passively go to these doctors, they don't assume any responsibility for their own health, and they expect the doctor to wave a magic wand and heal them, where we have to realize that our health is largely our own responsibility and the result of our lifestyle. So yeah. If people want to avoid cancer and other diseases, they have to get educated by listening to programs like yours, and then they'll say, gee, you know, I didn't learn this in grade school, high school, or college.
No kidding.
You know, where am I going to learn this information? Well, you listen to Joyce Riley and the Power Hour, you're going to start learning about how to take care of yourself.
Well, I thank you very much for that. And let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air with Dr. Weiner. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Dr. Weiner.
Hi.
I may have cognitive dissonance, but I'm willing to give it up. I've always heard that the negative side of the magnet is the only side that is actually good for you. I put my water bottle on top of a magnet, you know, on the negative side of. Is that true, or is the positive?
Well, not necessarily, because there's one company, and I don't want to mention any names, that actually has both positive and negative in their magnets. So you have to understand what you need to do is affect an energy change or increase the energy. And, of course, if something has a negative charge and you're putting a negative charge next to it, it's going to repel it. If you put a positive charge, it will attract. And so when I was talking about these insoles that improved circulation and diabetics, those insoles actually had both a positive and negative charge. There's a lot of controversy over this. I know there's a Dr. Bonley that I used to have at Health Expos when I put on Health Expos years ago. He had a certain viewpoint. I think it's something that you need to investigate, and it's not a simple yes or no answer.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Can I just say one more thing?
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. One time when I had a broken bone or whatever, it was actually a vascular thing, but I put a negative on both sides of my finger, and it was right after it was stitched up, and I could feel like flies in my feet were was increasing the circulation, and you know it's kind of uncomfortable, but it was getting the flow going, just putting the two negatives against each other. So as it, you know, and if I took it off, it stopped. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
Interesting.
It was definitely the magnet.
Interesting.
I'm trying to understand. You're saying you think it was beneficial to have the negative on both sides?
Yeah, one on one side of my finger and the other one on the other one. And every time I put this little cast, I split it over my finger with the magnets attached to it, I got the feeling of flies in my feet, like something was surging. Okay, and prior to that, it wasn't. So, and it healed.
Yeah,
like,
well, of course, I was using two magnets of the same charge. So that's different than just using one magnet. Like you said, you were putting your liquids on top of a negative one. You're not putting negative charge on the top and the bottom of the container of that liquid, right? You're just putting it on the bottom.
Okay. We've got to go to break. He said, yep. We'll be back. Ed and PA, you're up next. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Dr. James Weiner is our guest.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Big, what you don't know, just let that be your room flow.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Fighting for your mind, especially when it comes to the medical establishment. Let's go back to the phones. We've only got Dr. Weiner till the top of the hour, so let's go to Ed in PA. Ed, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. James Weiner. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Joyce. Hi, Dr. Weiner.
Hi there.
Hey, that's my doctor, Joyce.
Really?
Yes.
Are you the one that recommended him to be on the show?
No.
Wow.
I wish I did.
It's good to hear from you, Ed. Been a while. This is Mushroom Ed, everybody, by the way. Mushroom Ed.
Well, I'm out here listening all the time.
Well, great. I'm so glad to hear that. So you recommend Dr. Weiner, huh?
I took a friend there one time in a lot of pain walking with a cane, and he come out. When we left, he was dancing.
Oh, my gosh.
For real.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, thank you very much, Ed. I'm glad that you called in today. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
All right. You have a blessed day. Let's go to G in Maine. G in Maine. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I do self-testing. I hold an item, either a supplement or a food, either hold it just in my hand or against my solar plexus and ask myself, is this good for me? And if it's good for me, I tilt forward. And if it's bad for me, I tilt backwards. Or some things, I stay neutral. Could you comment on that, please?
I didn't quite understand the mechanism. You're asking your body, and then what type of two responses does your body have?
Yeah, I'm just asking my body, or I don't even bother to ask. But I don't think this is good for me or bad for me.
Well, how do you get there? What is the response? I mean,
she leans forward if it's good for her. She leans backwards if it's not good for her.
I've never used that mechanism, but I'm sure that it could work because the body knows what's best for itself. You see, that's what I do also with diagnostics sometimes, is that I'm stumped if, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on in the body. I'll start asking the body, and, you know, your consciousness knows what's going on. For example, you know, if you get a cut, your body heals itself. You're not consciously trying to heal it. The body knows to send what it needs to heal it. So, yes, your body is conscious. We know that even the individual cells have consciousness. We know that actually studies have been done that even rocks and stones have consciousness. Inanimate objects actually have consciousness. So I've never tried that, but if it works for you,
sounds good.
I'm willing to believe that it's okay.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Donna in PA. Donna, you're on the air with Dr. James Weiner. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Dr. Weiner. I'd like to know if you've done a lot of work with fibromyalgia patients.
Yes, we have. You have to understand that this is a term that's just been invented in the last 20 years, and they call it a syndrome. We're not so worried about the symptoms as what's causing the symptoms. It could be food sensitivities. It could be lack of certain nutrients like magnesium. It could be the body's inability to detoxify. In other words, a lot of people with fibromyalgia, it's like their muscles are sore as if they had just done exercise, except they're sore all the time. So we have to get rid of that buildup of lactic acid. We've helped a lot of people musculoskeletal problems, and I guess you heard the other caller mention about his friend that was helped.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for the phone call.
Much.
You're lucky to be in PA. Let's go to Wayne in Tennessee, final caller for our guest today, Dr. James Weiner. Go ahead, please, Wayne.
Hi, Joyce. Hi, Dr. Weiner.
Hi there.
I have a question about grounding and if he's familiar with grounding, and also what is a good way to rebuild your intestinal villi after you kind of cleaned your diet up?
Well, first of all, grounding, you may be talking about earthing.
Right.
Yes,
there's a whole book written by Clint Ober, which we carry in our office. If people want to buy it, they can call our office at 412-922-WELL. And I know a practitioner told me that she had a child who was having epilepsy after epileptic seizures after vaccines and did the earthing, which was just putting her bare feet on the ground for a half an hour at a time, and it actually got rid of the epileptic seizures. As far as intestines,
wow.
We have a product called Superbiotic that I think would be very important. We also have another product called GI Complete.